Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. One person killed in a crash in Reno County yesterday afternoon. KTV reports crews were called out around 4:15 to the scene on U.S. Highway 50 near Sylvia. The patrol says the westbound lanes were closed down as investigators responded to the scene. The KHP said via social media yesterday that one person was confirmed killed. Two others were injured in the accident. A former emergency responder in Jackson County has been sentenced to 5 years on federal probation for stealing morphine from vials. U.S. Attorney Stephen McAllister says 33-year-old Colby Wagner of Mayetta was sentenced this week. Prosecutors say Van Wagner replaced morphine with saline solution while working for the Jackson County Emergency Medical Service in Houlton. And after yesterday's hurricane-force winds, forecasters say things subsiding and we should have a nice weekend in Kansas. Mid-America Network News.
Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 4th through 6th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Admission and parking are free. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details and interactive show floor plan.
Don't miss more ways to save on a new Bobcat compact track loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Put built tough, priced right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our 2-year, 2,000-hour full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, whitestarmachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
A drunken driver who killed a 35-year-old motorcycle rider will serve 2 days in jail, 5 days of house arrest, and a year of probation. Alexandra Esslinger pleaded guilty back in January to vehicular homicide and driving under the influence, both of which are misdemeanors, in the July 2017 death of Jesus Navarro Gonzalez. Court records say Esslinger had a blood alcohol content of 0.102 in the Sedgwick County crash, which is above the legal limit of 0.08 at the time of the accident. Kansas lawmakers have condemned New York's new law protecting abortion rights in a statement that will be sent to every New York legislator and its governor. The Kansas House yesterday approved a resolution declaring that New York's law harms a woman and her unborn child. The 85-38 vote came after some Democrats questioned whether the GOP-controlled legislature was wasting its time. The Kansas Senate approved the resolution last month. Mid-America Network News.
Earn a $20 credit for each new customer you refer to Blue Valley Telecommunications. The more friends you refer, the more money you save, earning up to $240 per year. Each friend you refer to Blue Valley will earn a $20 credit as well. Just make sure he or she tells us your name when signing up for a new service with us. Contact our office today to start earning.
www.bluevalley.net.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. Police in Grand Island say an officer fatally wounded a person who'd used a knife to attack the officer. The shooting occurred around 9 o'clock last night, and police say the officer fired on the subject when the male suspect attacked and injured the officer. The suspect was taken to Grand Island Hospital and pronounced deceased a short time later. The officer was taken to the hospital for treatment of knife wounds that are not believed to be life-threatening. Names and other information were not immediately released. Nebraska lawmakers considering another effort to clamp down on human trafficking by increasing and, in some cases, eliminating the statute of limitations for the crime. A bill presented to the legislature's Judiciary Committee would increase the statute of limitations for labor or sex trafficking of an adult and abolish it if the victim was a minor. The bill won support from the Nebraska Attorney General's Office and Advocates for Women. Mid-America Network News.
Here's another Scott Auction. Scott Auction will be conducting the 27th annual Western Kansas Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, March the 18th, 19th, and 20th at the Garden City Regional Airport, Garden City, Kansas. Consignments include farm, antique, and loader tractors, harvest equipment, grain carts and headers, industrial equipment, loaders, bucket trucks, dirt movers, and skid steer attachments, dozens of pieces of tillage, row crop, and hay equipment, planters and drills, till bars and cultivators, plows, discs, sweeps and field conditioners, swathers, balers, wheel rakes and mowers, semis, trucks, pickups and SUVs, grain, livestock, flatbed, and gooseneck trailers, irrigation engines, pipe and sprinkler equipment, fuel tanks, sprayers, fertilizer equipment, lots of shop equipment and tools, RVs, campers, motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and lawnmowers, livestock equipment and related items. Consignments accepted until Wednesday, March the 13th. Complete listing with pictures, consignment terms, and online bidding at scottauction.com or call 1-800-466-8214. Another Scott Auction. There is a reason.
Reporting local news, I'm Ben Keller. As the weather starts to turn warmer, all that snow is starting to melt away. Adding to that, a decent amount of rain is in the forecast the next few days. Marshall County Emergency Management Director Bill Schwindeman is reminding people to be careful and aware when driving.
We all know that we've had some heavy snowfall and we've got some rain coming in the next couple 3 days. Ponds are all full and our greater ditches are trying to handle the snowfall melting and slush. And we had some water over the roads in our townships and our county. And we're just asking everybody to use a little bit of common sense. And if you see water over the road, don't drive through it. It'll take a few inches of water to float your car and wash your car down the ditch.
Schwindeman said they already have received many reports about covered roads.
We know our roads are getting bad because of the thawing and stuff, and they're getting pretty deep. So if you don't have to be out in the county roads, stay off of them for a little while, let them burn back up. We're dealing with some of them issues.
Schwindeman said some work on the roads have already been started, but most can't be completed until it's drier.
They're doing what they can, back dragging some of the roads down to get the ruts and stuff out, and they're hauling rock where they can. But right now, we need a week of good dry weather to firm up the roads again, get the frost out of the ground, and so we're going to deal with this for a week or so.
Some forecasts are calling for a possible 1.5 to 2 inches of rain on top of the melting snow. Heavy winds are also expected in the next few days. And because of that rain that is expected in the next few days, the Marysville dump was to be open Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday, but due to that weather and wet grounds, it will now not be open. The American Legion Boys State of Kansas leadership is now taking applications for its 2019 session. The event will be held Sunday, June 2nd through June 7th. The session is for those who will enter their senior year of high school in the fall of 2019. Applications are available at kansasboysstate.com and are due by April 30th. The Kansas Forest Service is offering low-cost tree and shrub seedlings for use in conservation plantings. Plants are 1 to 2 years old and sizes vary depending on species. Orders are now being accepted through the first full week in May. Approved uses include windbreaks, woodlots, and wildlife habitat, not landscaping. For more information or to order, contact the Marshall County Extension Office. Reporting local news, I'm Ben Keller. Richard Estes, age 71 of Marysville, passed away March 4th. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, March 16th at United Methodist Church in Marysville at 10:30 a.m. A private family burial will be in Prospect Hill Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary is in charge of the arrangements. Marilyn L. Sack, age 85 of Belleville, formerly of Washington, passed away March 11th. Funeral services will be held Monday at 10:30 a.m. at Washington Christian Church. Burial at Washington City Cemetery. Visitation will be at Ward Funeral Home in Washington Sunday from 3 to 8 p.m. The family will receive guests from 5 to 7. Ward Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Linda Stitt, age 69 of Marysville, passed away March 12th. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 2 p.m. at United Methodist Church. Burial at the Marysville Cemetery. Visitation will be at Kinsley Mortuary Friday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Kinsley Mortuary is in charge of the arrangements. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu for Thursday, fried chicken with roll, mashed potatoes, coleslaw, and applesauce. For Friday, salmon patty, muffin, macaroni and cheese, broccoli and cauliflower, and mandarin oranges.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We are still watching this monster of a low moving across the central into the northern parts of the Midwest. We've seen some heavy rains with this thunderstorms, and we're still seeing heavy snow across the central northern parts of the Rockies and into the Dakotas. It looks like in our area, we'll continue with lingering rain showers as we head through the day and into tonight. But the main concern is that wind. We're going to see some very gusty winds continuing today and into tonight. High pressure system builds for tomorrow, bringing us sunny skies into the weekend. So looking at the forecast, we have a wind advisory as we'll have scattered rain showers, cloudy skies around 40 degrees. We'll see wind gusts as high as 50 miles per hour. Tonight, isolated chances of rain and snow showers, cloudy skies in the upper 20s, wind gusts as high as 35. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, warmer in the mid-40s. Tomorrow night, we'll have clear skies in the mid-20s. For Saturday, mostly sunny skies, lower 50s, and Sunday will continue with sun. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
You live here, work here, and drive here. Why would you trust your auto insurance to someone who is not here? Here at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand the challenges drivers in Kansas face. We know your friends and your neighbors. We are your neighbor. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville to provide the right coverage to meet all your auto insurance needs. So come in and talk to a neighbor, a friend, your friend in the auto insurance business, Blue Valley Insurance.
An NBA playoff sneak peek? Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Warriors, without Kevin Durant, won a close one over the Rockets in a potential preview of the Western Conference Finals.
Bounce pass to Thompson, fumbled it, dribbles it, stops, shoots a contested three, and it's up and good for Klay.
On KGMZ, 30 points for Klay Thompson to lead Golden State as they win 106-104 to snap Houston's nine-game winning streak. The Thunder got a 31-point triple-double from Russell Westbrook as they came back from a 10-point halftime deficit to beat the Nets.
Jeremy with 10 to shoot, hands to Westbrook. Russell, slithering left, down the lane, lob to Adams, who gathers and flushes. Russell Westbrook got 11 assists and counting.
On WWLS, 108-96, your final. And in college hoops, 16th-ranked Virginia Tech is into the quarterfinals of the ACC tournament after knocking off Miami 71-56 in the second round. Back to the NBA, John Collins dropped 27 points and grabbed 12 boards to lead the Hawks past the Grizzlies.
Jalen in the middle to John. He goes right down the lane and jams. He took that right down Peachtree Street and jammed it home.
On WZGC, Trey Young added 22. Atlanta won 132-111. In the NHL, the Blackhawks scored four first-period goals as they dispatched the Maple Leafs.
Sakura got it, put it in front for Saad. He said he scores! Brandon Saad!
On WGN, Chicago got out to an early 5-0 lead, but barely held off a late comeback to win 5-4. Some big changes coming to Major League Baseball. ESPN reporting the league and the MLB Players Association have reached an agreement that includes a single trade deadline in 2019, along with $1 million bonus for the Home Run Derby winner and an All-Star Election Day. Also coming in 2020, rosters will expand to 26 players, while pitchers will be required to face a minimum of 3 batters per appearance. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Farmers, do you have equipment you don't use anymore or equipment the dealer isn't giving you anything for on trade? Then call Sam O'Toole at New Frontier Ag. With nationwide advertising, New Frontier Ag will get you top dollar for your used equipment. Don't take the gamble at auction sites. Let New Frontier Ag show you why they have so many loyal customers who return again and again. Call Sam O'Toole and let him explain the New Frontier Ag difference. New Frontier Ag, your premium connection to premium equipment. 308-340-8989. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
A new forecast out from USDA predicts net farm income will increase 10% in 2019. The forecast is from USDA's Economic Research Service. It predicts net farm income will increase $6.3 billion in 2019 to $69.4 billion. That follows a 16% decline in 2018. Now, net cash farm income forecasted to increase $4.3 billion, or 4.7%, In inflation-adjusted 2019 dollars, the net farm income forecasted to increase $5.2 billion. Net cash farm income forecast to increase $2.7 billion. Overall, farm cash receipts forecast to increase $8.6 billion to $381.5 billion in 2019. The crop cash receipts forecasted $201.7 billion in 2019. That's an increase of $4 billion. Total animal and animal product receipts expected to increase $4.6 billion. Receipts for milk, cattle and calves, corn, and fruit and nuts forecast to increase largely due to expected higher prices for those commodities. Well, USDA announcing additional steps to keep African swine fever from entering the U.S. even as the disease spreads internationally. The steps strengthen the protections announced last fall after the disease reached China. USDA says the goal remains to protect the nation's swine industry from the disease. The new measures include training additional beagle teams with Customs and Border Patrol to identify pork products and expand screening of arriving products into the U.S. and increase inspection of garage feeding facilities, develop reliable testing procedures for the virus in grains and feed, and heighten producer awareness. USDA said the steps are continued cooperation with Canada and Mexico on a North American coordinated approach to the ASF defense and response. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Farmers, do you have equipment you don't use anymore or equipment the dealer isn't giving you anything for on trade? Then call Sam O'Toole at New Frontier Ag. With nationwide advertising, New Frontier Ag will get you top dollar for your used equipment. Don't take the gamble at auction sites. Let New Frontier Ag show you why they have so many loyal customers who return again and again. Call Sam O'Toole and let him explain the New Frontier Ag difference. New Frontier Ag, your premium connection to premium equipment. 308-340-8989.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call collect, 562-3418.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Expecting 400 to 500 cattle for the sale, including 5 black cow-calf pairs, 6 to 7 years old, 5 black spring calving cows, 6 to 7 years old, 35 Charlet cross steers and heifers, 450 to 600 pounds, 75 black and red steers and heifers, 450 to 6, 10 red steers and heifers, 500 to 6, 20 black steers, heifers, 600 to 700, 120 black and black white face steers and heifers, 6 to 8, 30 black crossbred heifers, 650 to 750, 60 black and crossbred heifers, 825 to 875, 15 black and Charlet steers, 850 to 900, 60 black crossbred steers, 875 to 900, and 63 black yearling steers, 900 to 920. Those are the consignment listings for the Thursday sale at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. It was a mixed day on Wednesday for our ag futures markets. Corn and soybeans were up. Kansas City wheat was down, and we saw mixed numbers across the livestock complex as well. May corn finished the day up 3/4 at 366 and a half. July up 3/4 at 376 and a quarter. That's after some bouncing around over the course of the day, up and then down. Soybeans, May beans up 4 at 901. July beans up 3 3/4 at 914 and 3/4. Later months were all green. The products were mixed. Meal was up. Bean oil was down. May soybean meal up $1.70 at 304.70. July was up $1.70 at 308.70. May bean oil 6 points lower at 29.93. July bean oil down 6 points at 30.25. So mixed numbers across the soy complex. The beans themselves were up. Kansas City wheat could never find any way to make a rally. Just didn't work all day. May Kansas City wheat down 6 at 436 and 3/4. July was down 6 and a quarter at 445 and a half. Looking at the livestock complex, as we pointed out, mixed numbers there also. April live cattle up 2 cents at 126.67. June up 65 at 119.32. Later months were all in the green. March feeder cattle up 25 at 141.55, but April down 27 at 144.12. And the later months were mixed, but we'll have to call it mostly lower. Hogs were mixed as well. April hogs down 17 at 63.47, but May hogs up 52 at 72.27. So Kind of a mixed day all the way across in terms of what happened on the livestock end of things. May cotton was up 87 points at 75.72. July cotton was up 77 points at 76.81. So all in all, a pretty decent day for cotton. Late in the afternoon, crude oil was up sharply. April crude up 157 at 58.44. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Here's another Scott Auction. Scott Auction will be conducting the 27th Annual Western Kansas Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, March the 18th, 19th, and 20th at the Garden City Regional Airport, Garden City, Kansas. Consignments include farm, antique, and loader tractors, harvest equipment, grain carts and headers, industrial equipment, loaders, bucket trucks, dirt movers, and skid steer attachments, dozens of pieces of tillage, row crop, and hay equipment, planters and drills, tool bars and cultivators, plows, discs, sweeps and field conditioners, swathers, balers, wheel rakes and mowers, semis, trucks, pickups, and SUVs, grain, livestock, flatbed, and gooseneck trailers, irrigation engines, pipe and sprinkler equipment, fuel tanks, sprayers, fertilizer equipment, lots of shop equipment and tools, RVs, campers, motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and lawnmowers, livestock equipment, and related items. Consignments accepted until Wednesday, March the 13th. Complete listing with pictures, consignment terms, and online bidding at scottauction.com or call 1-800-466-8214. Another Scott Auction. There is a reason.
I am again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. Are you keeping good records on your farm? It is especially important when it comes to crop insurance, which we will talk about right after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Back in 4-H and FFA, the importance of good record keeping was drilled into us, even though most of us were really too young to understand the importance of it. But if you're going to be filing a claim on crop insurance, you need to have good records. Craig Ladwig is with Premier Insurance Solutions out of Cascade, Wisconsin.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's a requirement of crop insurance that farmers keep 4 years of records. In the event of an audit, they are responsible for providing yield information based on the crop that was harvested for that given year. And it's a lot easier with good records. We work with our farmers. The adjusters educate when they're visiting with the farmers in Wisconsin. There is a lot of corn silage that is harvested, so most of that information is all collected by our adjusters when they do the yield checks out in the field. But yes, very important to keep good, accurate, clean records, because if you do get pulled for an audit, it is a difference between an audit going nice and smooth or taking some time and having to mud your way through inconsistent records.
Craig, another interesting item out of all of this that I'm reading about is the caution regarding corn and soybeans after the removal of a cover crop. What types of things do farmers have to watch out for there?
Most cover crops must be destroyed before the headed or budded stage. If they do that and everything is the way it should be, then they can insure the corn or soybeans and have insurance on that. The cover crop itself, there is some talk. There's a pilot program in Iowa that is offering discounts based on planting some cover crops. We have not seen that anywhere else. Would be very interesting if that does become available, because it is a up-and-coming farming practice that everybody is starting to pick up on and receive many benefits from it.
Craig Ladwig of Premier Insurance Solutions in Cascade, Wisconsin. The deadline to sign up new acres or make changes in your existing crop insurance policy is tomorrow, Friday the 15th. Back after this.
If you use standard diesel fuel, you should know that switching to Cenex Premium Diesel can make a powerful difference in your trucks and farm equipment. Cenex Premium Diesel is specially formulated to optimize performance. It's proven to deliver more power and up to 5% better fuel economy. Plus, it contains a special additive formulated for the demands of today's modern engines to help reduce downtime and maintenance.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a wind advisory, as we'll have rain showers in the lower 40s. We'll see wind gusts as high as around 50 miles per hour. Tonight, isolated chances of rain and snow showers, mostly cloudy skies, upper 20s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 35 to 40. For tomorrow, sunny skies, mid-40s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the mid-20s. For Saturday, sunny skies, warmer at 51. Right now, it's 36.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports Good Thursday. If you're a college hoops fan, today is the day you can begin taking it all in. Last night, Desmond Bain hit a corner three with 16 seconds left to give TCU a one-point lead as they went on to hold off Oklahoma State in a 73-70 win in the opening round of the Big 12 tournament. The Horned Frogs fought off a late comeback by the Cowboys, who outscored TCU 41-28 in the second half. Oklahoma State tied the game after trailing by as many as 21 in the second half, but it wasn't enough in the three-point loss. Today, it's K-State's turn with the TCU Horned Frogs. All Big 12 forward Dean Wade expected to miss the entire Big 12 tournament for number 15 Kansas State because of a foot injury. K-State and the Horned Frogs tip off at 1:30 this afternoon. The KU Jayhawks and Texas Longhorns at 8 o'clock tonight. Mid-America Network Sports.
Are you tired of the cold, wet, miserable winter? I know we are. But don't forget, there will be warm weather and green grass. If your cows need a bull, come join us March 15th at Sunflower Genetics, offering 100 performance Simmental Angus, Semangus bulls, along with 70 yearling heifers. Go to sunflowergenetics.com, where you will view pictures, videos, and catalog. All lots will have videos. Once again, learn more at sunflowergenetics.com.
Don't miss more ways to save on a new Bobcat compact track loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Put built tough, priced right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our 2-year, 2,000-hour full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, whitestarmachinery.com.
White Star, keep the job. The Kansas City Chiefs announced yesterday that the club has released safety Eric Berry. Chiefs general manager Brett Veach said, "Knowing what Eric has meant to the organization and to this city made this an incredibly difficult decision. We wish him nothing but the best." Berry's played in 89 games in 9 NFL seasons with the Chiefs. His numbers include 440 tackles. He earned 5 trips to the Pro Bowl in his time with the Chiefs. And Berry was honored with the Associated Press Cornerbacks Player of the Year Award, as well as being the recipient of the Ed Block Courage Award after overcoming Hodgkin's lymphoma. While other teams were touting new additions, the Chiefs announced Berry's release shortly after the start of the new league year. He would have been guaranteed $7.5 million of salary beginning tomorrow. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
If no one has wished you a happy Pi Day yet, let us be the first. And if you're not sure what it's all about, we will explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, March 14th, the 73rd day of the year. Actor Billy Crystal celebrates a birthday. Albert Einstein was born on this day in 1879, and fans of both baked goods and mathematics are celebrating Pi Day. The ratio of a circle's circumference to its diameter is the mysterious irrational number that begins with 3.14 and represented by the Greek letter pi. It was inevitable that someone would make the connection to March 14th and have some fun with it. And